CQ calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 1st of December 2024. Here are the main news headlines. Join the final 2024 RSGB Tonight at 8 live webinar. Update on the RSGB strategic priority of spectrum and licensing. RSGB HF Contest Committee announces changes to the contests in 2025. The final RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of 2024 is being broadcast tomorrow, Monday the 2nd of December. Join Tim Heyer, G5TM, for a talk on the various HF antennas available for portable operating. He'll also discuss how to use very basic modelling software to ascertain the choices you have at your disposal. Tim will look at topics ranging from balancing the convenience of multiband systems with some trade-off in performance to looking at using 40 meters portable. He'll also look at how to power your station and the advantages of operating HF portable. Tim is the RSGB Radcom Basics editor, so he'll also highlight content in that publication that viewers will find helpful. Watch the webinar live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. To find out more, go to RSGB website under webinars. The RSGB has taken the next steps to support the strategic focus on spectrum and licensing. The Society is now formally engaged on work for the 2027 and 2031 ITU World Radio Communication Conferences. The RSGB has introduced a new special focus page on WRC 27 and WRC 31, which you can find via rsg.org/WRC-27. This page includes topics such as G6, telecoms and satellites, wireless power, space weather and lunar communications. Supporting a new WRC 31 opportunity, the RSGB is also grateful to Chris Whitmarsh, G0FDZ, and Roger Ray, G8CUB, for a great overview of amateur innovation above 275 gigs. You can read this on the RSGB website under Terahertz. That's T-E-R-A, Terahertz. The RSGB HF Contest Committee has announced some changes to its HF contest for next year. These cover the FT4 series, the 1.8 megs contest, the Commonwealth contest, field day registration and also self-spotting. Full details go to rsgbcc.org/HF. Youngsters on the Air Month begins today and Marlborough Scout Group will be the first team of youngsters to operate. They are on the air up until midday today and then again after 6 p.m. Also operating today is the Cambridge University Wireless Society, which is hosting the call sign GB24YOTA between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. Listen out for the group again on Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th of December. Other operators this week include Wick High School Radio Club on Monday, the RSGB National Radio Centre's GB3RS station on Tuesday, Sandringham School on Wednesday and Thurso Scouts on Friday. Go to qrz.com, search for GB24YOTA to view the full schedule and operating times. If you'd like to host the call sign, you've still got time, visit rsgb.org/yota-month to find out more and then email Jamie, M0SDV, at yota.month@rsgb.org.uk to register. Don't forget that if you want to take an exam online at home, the last date you can do that this year is Friday the 20th of December. Exams will resume on Monday the 6th of January next year, and the booking system will be available over the festive season, so you can book exams from for January onwards. Book online on the RSGB website under Exam Pay, that's E-X-A-M-P-A-Y. The next in the series of 145 Alive events is taking place on Sunday the 26th of January. The organisers are looking for volunteer net controllers to help cover as many Maidenhead squares in the UK as possible. Whether you've been a net controller before or not, the team would love to hear from you. Find out more about the events by visiting 145 Live Facebook group. To volunteer, send your intended individual group or club call sign and your intended location and Maidenhead Square to Massenville, that's Massenville, Massenville at gmail.com. The weekly shortwave broadcast from the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club, or DARC, is also known, as it's also known, will be aired from Wolverton in England for the first time from January 2025. Broadcast will be made from an existing BBC broadcasting complex that's operated by the subsidiary company Encompass Media, where there is a total of 10 transmitters and just as many antennas. The station in Austria that's currently used by the club is ceasing its shortwave operations at the end of December this year. Thanks to successful negotiations, the first programme will be broadcast from Wolverton on Sunday the 5th of January 2025 on the previously used frequency of 9670 kHz. Full details of how to access Radio DARC are on the club's website via darc.de. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. The Wiltshire Radio Winter Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 1st of December, at Kington Langley Village Hall in Kington Langley. Unsurprisingly, located just off Junction 7 of the M4, doors open at 9 a.m. and close at 1. Admission is £3, indoor tables £10. Car boot pitch is £10 for a car size pitch and £15 for a van size. Hot and cold refreshments will be available on site. More info, email chairman@chippenhamradio.club. The Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair is on Sunday the 8th of December at Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. Doors open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Entry is £3 per person, no charge for partners and under 16s. Free parking and Wi-Fi is available, as well as hot food and refreshments. The cost for traders is £5 per 6-foot frontage with table supplied. Booking in advance is recommended. Mains electricity is also available on request. Traders are asked to pre-book as soon as possible. Please contact Phil G6DLJ via 07990 563147 or email wrgfigures2024@hotmail.com. The Sparkford Radio Rally is on Sunday the 29th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel near Yeovil. Doors open to traders from 7:30 a.m, 9:30 to the public. Admission £2, refreshment and free parking available. More info, contact Luke via 07870 168197 or email m3vhv@hotmail.co.uk. Now for special event news. Ian Astley, M0IAA, will be operating as GB1WH on Wednesday the 11th of December. The special event station is being run to support and promote the excellent work done by Wakefield Hospice. To make a donation to the hospice or to hear more from Ian, visit qrz.com. The Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club will once again be running the special call sign GB0MC between the 1st and 26th of December. The MC stands for Merry Christmas. The club would like to invite everyone to call in and give them a hearty ho 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 and tell them what radio equipment you would like Santa to bring this year. The club will also be live streaming on its YouTube channel. OR100LGE is the special call sign in use by members of the Liège Radio Club, ON5VL, to celebrate its 100th anniversary. The station is active until the end of the year on 160 to 6 metre bands, CWSSB FT8 and FT4, QSL via Logbook of the World EQSL or via ON6YH. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log. DX News, The 9L5A team, part of the F6 KOP Club, is active from Sierra Leone until the 8th of December. Members will operate on the 160 to 6 metre bands and QO100, QSL via F5GSJ, Logbook of the World, or Club Log OQRS. The A35GC team is currently active from Tonga until Friday the 6th of December. The IOTA reference is OC049. Members will operate on the 160 to 6 metre bands using CWSSB, FT4, FT8 and RITI. QSL via LZ1GC at Logbook of the World or Club Log OQRS. The TO9W team is active again from St. Martin Island until the 13th of December. The IOTA reference is NA105. Members will operate on 160 to 10 metre bands with a focus on 40, 80 and 160 metres. QSL via W9ILY, Logbook of the World or Club Log OQRS. Contest news, the UK 6-metre winter marathon starts at 0000 UTC today and ends at 23:59 UTC Friday the 31st of January 2025. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report and locator. Tuesday the 3rd of December, the RSGB 144 megs FM activity runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC. FM on the 2-metre band exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 3rd, RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230, all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 4th of December, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity, 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2-metre band exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest, 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2-metre band exchanges is report and 4-character locator. If you enter one contest, the 4-hour, you can enter the 2-hour. The ARRL 160 contest starts at 2200 UTC Friday the 6th, ends at 1600 UTC Sunday the 7th of December. Using CW on the 160 metre band, the exchange's signal report for UK stations, US and Canada send their ARRL or RAC section number. Sunday the 8th of December, the RSGB 144 megs AFS contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last weekend the CQ Worldwide CW contest was a reminder of just how good HF propagation can be near the sunspot maximum. The whole world was workable on the contest bands, they write, up to 10 metres, including the Far East, Australasia, the Caribbean and South America. It was a great opportunity to increase your DXCC total and have fun at the same time. This week's solar flux index crept back above 200 again, peaking at 225. Geomagnetic conditions have been surprisingly good over the past 7 days, with a peak KP index of 3.67 on the 24th of November. There have been no X-class solar flares, but there has been a total of 13 M-class and 54 minor C-class flares over the past 7 days. There have been coronal mass ejections, notably on the 25th of November, but they've not been Earth-directed as of the 28th. So to summarise, HF conditions have been pretty good. We are now entering the winter period of HF propagation, which tends to favour the low bands, so 160 metres, 80 and 40 come into their own, and nighttime DXing becomes the norm. Look for grey line openings to the west at sunrise on 80 metres and 160 metres, and also short but good openings on the 40 metres in the late afternoon. Nighttime may bring good DX on 80 metres and 40, including the Caribbean and South America. NOAA predicts that the SFI will remain in the low 200s next week. While the geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be good at first, the KP index may rise to 4 on the 4th, may rise to 4 on the 4th to the 6th of December. This could result in reduced MUFs until the KP index recovers. VHF and up, the unsettled theme continues through most of next week or two. The only signs of slightly enhanced prospects for Tropo are as we close this week, and even that is restricted to some eastern areas for paths across the North Sea. A second option may temporarily appear around the middle of the coming week as a weak high crosses southern areas, but this one looks to be a cold high and probably not so good as a vehicle for Tropo. The meteor scatter prospects are aided by the last throes of the Leonids, which fade away by this weekend, and the Orionids, which peaked on Thursday the 28th of November, but last through the coming week. The unsettled weather should offer some useful gigahertz band rain or snow scatter, since there will be several active weather systems around. This early in winter is a great time for strong shower activity around the still relatively warmer seas. The auroral prospects are worth checking after recent activity. Look for watery sounding signals on the low frequency bands as a good clue along with KP index values greater than 4. Last week we saw some fleeting signs of sporadicity on the Dourb Ionosonde graft of PropQuest, especially on Monday the 25th of November. This occurred typically around the middle of the day and was probably driven by the very strong jet stream and the current meteor activity. The moon's declination is negative, reaching minus 28 on Monday, and we are close to eclipse on Sunday. That's followed by a two-day high on 144 meg sky noise, so with path losses still high, EME operators should probably take the opportunity to check their antennas after last week's gale. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.